All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. Frank Hobbo and Darren, we're going to get around to the ACC schedule and look ahead to the basketball that's upcoming. But before we do that, Darren's got the Olympic report. Darren?
Thank you, Hobbo. A lot of things going on right now. Winter sports are finishing up. Spring sports are beginning. So I'm going to give you a little top line on each of them. We've already covered men's lacrosse. Women's lacrosse, they fell in their first game action 11-10 to Elon in its season opener Saturday out at Klockner. The Cavs were down 10-7, but mounted a comeback with three straight goals to tie the game 10-10 with 6 minutes remaining. And UVA had the ball, but a shot clock violation gave it back to Elon with 20 seconds to play, and the Phoenix converted a shot with 1 second remaining to take the win. Virginia women's basketball picked up a 60-57 overtime victory against Wake Forest yesterday at JPJ. Lady Hoos are now 16-9 on the year and 5-7 in ACC play. Lady Cavs will be home again this Thursday, hosting number 6 Florida State, 7 p.m. this Thursday at JPJ. Men's tennis team continued their winning ways, defeating number 6 Florida this weekend 5-2, and the men play again tomorrow in Charlottesville against Illinois. Men's tennis team is really moving quickly. A top 10 NCAA mark and school record highlighted the number 4 Virginia men's track and field team this weekend at the Liberty Elite Invitational. Junior Ogun Arakpakpo Efekoro finished second in the shot put with a toss of 62 feet 10 inches, which ranks second on UVA's all-time list and eighth in the country this year. In the heptathlon, sophomore Jack Lint finished first with a school point record, and the Cavs also went 1-2-3 in the 800 meters. Golf is underway. Senior golfer Jimmy Stanger has been named to the 2017 Ben Hogan Award watch list, which is basically the Heisman Trophy of college golf. He is currently ranked number 29 in the world amateur golf rankings. The men's golf team begins their season down at the Kauai Invitational in Hawaii this weekend.
Oh, that's a rough gig.
I told my son golf is the way to go. The number 44 Virginia women's golf team opened up the spring portion of their schedule with an 8th-place finish at the Florida State matchup this past weekend. And the ladies are going to be down in New Orleans at the Sugar Bowl Invitational this weekend. Wrestling action, a pair of overtime bouts fell the way of the Pitt Panthers, providing the final edge in a very tight duel yesterday as the number 23 Virginia Cavaliers fell to number 24 Pittsburgh. Also in Charleston this coming weekend, the baseball squad officially begins their 2017 campaign. They'll face Liberty, the Citadel, and Kansas in the weekend tournament. And starting today, the number 8 women's swimming and diving team looks to claim their 10th consecutive ACC championship at the Georgia Tech Aquatic Center down in Atlanta. The men divers will also be in action. And finally, the acting director of athletics, John Oliver, announced that Aaron Smith has been named as the Cavaliers' head volleyball coach. Smith spent the last 5 seasons as assistant and associate head coach at UVA. This follows the resignation of former head coach Dennis Hohenschelt, who completed 5 seasons with the Wahoos, compiling a 69-88 mark. And, Frank, that is your Olympic sports report.
That's good. How about a little basketball? You know, Virginia really kind of gave up an opportunity last night. Could be tied for first now, but it is what it is. So we're 8-4, 6 games to go. And
the sky isn't falling. The world isn't over.
It's not over.
It's unfortunately a bad loss. It's not a horrible loss. It's just a bad loss, particularly since it's the cross-state rival.
Now, well, it's the Hokies. Just a game they had a great opportunity.
It feels more than it is.
But you know what? The interesting thing is, if you look at the schedule ahead, Hobbo, these next couple of games are way more important. Wait, North Carolina, Duke, Duke
they
first.
They all count one, but right, I mean, the Duke game has taken on added importance because of the Virginia Tech loss.
Duke game Wednesday night. I hear their ticket's still available.
Well, you may be hearing inaccurately.
Well, they're available. They're just very expensive.
Very expensive. And Duke's coming in. Kay is back. They've won 5 games in a row, and, you know, we haven't had a lot of success against
Duke.
They're
due for a loss.
Hopefully. But
You never know.
You know, Duke is young. Hopefully our experience and several of these players have not seen Virginia's defense before.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. This past week, Virginia went from Monday night to Sunday night without playing. Now, all of a sudden, the Hoos are playing Wednesday night at 9 p.m., and then they're back on the hardwood down in Chapel Hill on the 18th at something like, I think, 8:15.
It's the national ESPN game.
So how weird is that? And it's also College Game Day down there in Chapel Hill.
Well, and then, of course, they play again next Monday night. And
against Miami.
So that's from Wednesday to Monday, five games in 5 days, or three games in 5 days, I'm sorry.
But, you know, here is where Tony Bennett's two-platoon system may pay off. By having 10 players playing all year and used to playing in every game just like they did last night in Blacksburg, he should be able to spread out the minutes enough and hopefully get some good results. I would think a successful week would be 2 out of 3.
You would take
2 out of 3, wouldn't you?
With this lineup? Absolutely.
I think at this point in time, if they are going to be one of the top four ACC seeds and also one of the top four national seeds, they probably need to win their home games.
Yes.
And beat State on the road.
Yes.
And the only hiccup that you could possibly accept would be Carolina down there in Chapel Hill. But what the heck? I mean, you know, we've played really well on the road of late. We just haven't been able to close the deal.
Close the deal, Hobo.
Which hurts for a sales guy. You know, you got nothing unless you close the deal.
Correct. Hobo, the number 14 Wahoos in the AP poll have got to learn to shoot free throws. How does Tony Bennett and his staff get into the heads of the players and convince them that they can be good free throw shooters, because from this point forward, they cannot have another game like last night where apparently the ball felt like a Nerf ball or something.
Well, 14 out of 24.
Yeah, you're bringing up, you know, and part of it, I mean, London Prentice played 46 minutes last night, so I think he missed a couple of free throws in overtime, which may have just been he was tired, and, you know, you get to the point where the legs are not quite as active in the shooting motion. You know, and I still am a little upset at the end of the game that they allowed Ty Jerome to have the basketball and got fouled at the end of regulation in a situation where you got a 1-1 with a chance to seal the game.
Point, counterpoint. I just want to point out that in the previous possessions prior, London Parentes didn't exactly shoot the ball at the free throw line like a senior. And I don't know what happened.
Yeah, but
There's other options as well.
You want Devin Hall or London Parentes taking that free throw with the
Can
game.
Can we bring Jeff Lamp back?
Well, we'd like to bring Malcolm Brogdon back. He's the guy we really would like to have shoot the free throw, but he ain't there anymore. But, you know, it was tough. And, you know, Ty Jerome, free throw was just a little long, unfortunate, because, again, he knocks down that first one there. I think he knocks down the second one. The game's over, and it's a happier trip home to Charlottesville from Blacksburg. Virginia wins in regulation.
And Jim sleeps well at night.
I would have been a little frustrated that we didn't play as well as we could have, but a W is a W, but it didn't work out that way.
So, Hobo, you didn't really say, how does Tony Bennett work on the free throws?
Well, a lot of times you work at the end of practice when they're a little tired, because that's the key.
I bet you they're practicing it right now.
And you put some incentive in there where you, if the guy doesn't make the free throw, the whole team runs.
All right, go Wahoos. Beat the Blue Devils on Wednesday night. Crush them.
Big game on Wednesday night. Should be a great atmosphere at JPJ. Go.